Lowland Way is a nice quiet street in South London where the houses are gorgeous, the gardens are tidy, and the neighbors are all great friends, aren't they? This perfect suburb is disrupted when those people, Darren and Jody, move into number one. Darren and Jody start by filling the garden with used cars, tearing down walls inside the house, and erecting scaffolding on the outside. As if it wasn't bad enough that the appearance of number one no longer fits with the idyllic well-kept houses and manicured lawns, their music blasting at all hours and their blatant disregard for the weekly street closure to accommodate the kids' playtime sets their neighbors on edge. Not only do the neighbors turn on Darren and Jody, but when a death occurs on the street, they begin to turn on each other. Candlish uses a variety of methods to share the story of what actually happened on Lowland Way, which makes it an interesting read and allows the reader to know what the neighbors are thinking. Through the diary-like thoughts of the residents and the interview entries gathered by the police during their investigation, we gradually piece together the cause of death and the identity of the victim. At first, the longtime owners join forces to try and intimidate newcomer Darren. They collectively stand up to him by confronting him on his front lawn, making plans through the neighborhood Facebook group, and even going as far as to enter number one while he sleeps on the couch. Darren responds by playing his music louder, using his power tools at all hours of the day and night, and verbal retaliation. Darren will not be convinced to become a good Lowland Way neighbor. As the neighbors begin to unravel, some consider moving, but with the state of number one, property values plummet as quickly as the neighborly conflict grows. It is no wonder the neighbors have stooped to such menacing behavior. This is a steady-paced, entertaining read in which we may recognize neighbors we have known, although I am sure none of us have been one of those people. Helen Varga is a library technician at the Steveston branch of the Richmond Public Library. For other popular reading suggestions, check out Richmond Public Library's website at www.yourlibrary.ca/goodbooks/.